The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
Hello and welcome once again to the podcast. Whether you're streaming or you've downloaded it, thank you once again for checking us out. Flowers. We all love them and we see them in all shapes and sizes at weddings. Jenny from flowersandgifts.ie joins me to talk about the styles, colours, options and budgets. Now please remember, if you like what you hear, subscribe to our podcast and have a brand new episode in your inbox each week.
The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
Hi, I'm Jenny from Jenny's Flowers and Gifts in Ballymahon, County Longford. And I am flowersandgifts.ie on Instagram and Facebook.
Jenny, thanks so much for talking to us today. First question I have for you, where does the bride start with her wedding flowers?
Okay, so the first thing that the bride would do is decide on the time of year she's getting married. So that would, the time of year would dictate your colours and your, nearly everything is in season all year round now with the way flowers are produced. But obviously you're not going to go with pale pinks and sky blues and summery colours in December. So the time of year is really where they start. And then you go on to with colours again, what your bridesmaids' colours are going and your theme and that sort of thing.
So how much do you do in regarding to the actual flowers itself? Are you just the bridal party or do you do the church or the venue or what do you provide?
I provide as little or as much as the bride and groom want. So I can do as little as just your bridal party, your bride, your groom, your buttonholes, your bridesmaids. Or I can do all of your buttonholes, your mother's flowers for presenting after if you're doing that. I can do the church. I can do the venue. I can put the ribbons on your bridal party's cars. I can do as much or as little as you want.
You mentioned there in the first question that I asked you about different styles during the summer or different styles during the winter. So can you give us an example about what is in style flower-wise at the moment for, and if I can say, the two seasons, winter and summer. Can you give us an idea about the style?
The styles at the moment are big statement bouquets. So you're going to see your flowers, you're going to notice them. And the freshly picked from the garden style, so very, very natural and flowy. The tight, hand-tied just roses is kind of, was in season a couple of years ago, but that's gone now and it's a lot of greenery, a lot of eucalyptus, a lot of nice, natural, flowy flowers. And they go from season to season. With summer, you're sticking with your pale colours and your nice, flowy eucalyptus and that sort of thing. And then with winter, you put in a lot more berries and ivies and that.
So if a bride is considering booking you for their wedding, can you do a mock-up bouquet for them?
Absolutely. What I tend to do is I tend to bombard her with a lot of pictures. It's nearly the first thing I do. I will send pictures of every different style and you kind of yes or no to see what you like and what you don't like. And I go from there and then I can do a mock-up of the size and everything and they can hold it in their hand to see are they comfortable with that. Like if a bride has a very simple wedding dress or jumpsuit, as a lot of people are going for now, they can picture that with their outfit that they're wearing so they can decide on it better then and know what it's going to be like. Because their bridal bouquets are surprisingly heavy as well. So you want to be comfortable in your day at the end of the day.
What kind of floral decor should there be in a wedding?
Floral decor, in whether you're going for registry office or civil ceremony or church, traditional church, you would generally in a church, you will have something going in the door, some kind of maybe an arch and lanterns outside the door. Then on the aisle, if you picture going up the aisle, you'll have something on the pews. If you want, you can do something big every third pew, or you can do something very simple on every pew, depending on what you like. And then at the altar, when you get there, you have an arrangement on the altar with your unity candles in it and then maybe something each side of the altar.
So do you price the wedding or do you work within a budget?
What I do with a bride and groom is I sit down and say, where are you getting married? When are you getting married? And do you have a budget in mind? And if they have a budget, I'll work within the budget. If they don't have a budget and have no idea how much they want to spend on their flowers, we'll see what they want and we'll price it up, and if they want to cut stuff out or add stuff to it, it's no problem.
So how soon does a bride and groom need to secure their date for flowers for their wedding?
When they're securing their venue and their band and that sort of thing, book your florist in there, because the florist does get booked up very quick for the wedding. And as well as that, me personally, I work on my own. I deal with the couple myself. So I only take one wedding a day. Some other companies have lots of members of staff the way that they can do multiple weddings in a day. But I personally like to stick with the couple from start to finish. I deal with it all myself. So I only do one wedding a day. And it's that way I can give my full attention.
That actually was going to be my next question. You know, do you deal with them on a personal basis, or do you have a member of staff doing it? And obviously, it's just you on your own. How long are you in the flower business?
I am into my 9th year in floristry now, and I've seen the trends changing, but I still love it. And I love dealing with the brides and grooms from start to finish. Well, 9 times out of 10, it's just the bride that I deal with and a couple of bridesmaids or the mum or the mother-in-law to be.
So you mentioned about the bride booking the florist the same time as a band, a DJ, the venue, the church, right? When does the bride need to finalise all the details regarding the flowers?
About 3 weeks before is more than enough time. So 3 weeks to a month before the wedding, we'll sit down again and we'll say, this is all the list of things that you want. Do you want to add anything? Do you want to take anything away? Is there anything you've forgotten? I won't say a lot, but some parents of the bride and groom, the mums might like a corsage or a buttonhole. Some of them don't. Some present the mums or the in-laws or aunts or anything or grannies with flowers at the ceremony. They might want to add them on. We'll discuss how the flowers are getting from the church to the venue, if you're transporting flowers from the church to the venue. And we'll do all that about 3 weeks out from the wedding.
So does the bride or groom pick up the flowers, or do you deliver them?
9 times out of 10, I'll deliver them, just to make sure everybody's happy. If there's any little last minute changes to be made, I can put buttonholes on the jackets for the men to make sure they're on right and everything. I go down to details like that.
One thing that is still exceptionally popular at a wedding is the bride throwing the bouquet. Do you provide I suppose the best way to describe it is a throwing bouquet?
I do. I use the same flowers that's in her bouquet and a slightly smaller version for throwing, because a lot of brides like to hold on to their bouquet, or maybe some brides, if they have a member of the family who passed away, they like to lay their bouquet on the grave the next day, just as kind of a sentimental thing. So I usually provide a throwing bouquet as well.
That was actually going to be my next question. What do most couples do with the flowers after the wedding?
You can do anything you want with your flowers after the wedding. As I said, the bride might like to place her own bridal bouquet on a grave or something like that. Or what some people do, which I think is a really nice idea, is they can bring the bridesmaids' bouquets to the nursing home. If they've got somebody in the nursing home that they want to visit, they can bring part of the wedding to them.
Some very, very good ideas. Jenny, give me your social media details once again, your website, your Instagram and all that.
So I'm flowersandgifts.ie, and on Instagram I'm flowersandgifts.ie, and Facebook I'm flowersandgifts.ie.
Jenny, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much, Dara.
If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe and have a brand new episode in your inbox every week. For more information about us, go to daraod.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. If you know someone getting married or who would be interested in this, please share this and also tell a friend. Finally, please rate and review our podcast. That's all for now. Join us next time for the 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'Dea.